Hey y'all, let's talk. So, I was riding my car and I started thinking, what if we aren't who we think we are? Okay, for example, right? I always believed I was a great communicator. Yes, I know the correct way in which I should communicate, but do I always execute it that way? Well, I started to realize that no, Treece, you do not. And while I would love to be a great communicator and demand that from my partner, I've blocked my ability to actually learn how to be a great communicator by convincing myself that I already was and not being honest with myself. I am not a great communicator. So it made me wonder, what other things aren't we being honest about with ourselves and why? It made me realize that when we aren't being honest with ourselves, we are keeping ourselves from growing and reaching our fullest potential as women and as individuals. We'll spend more time trying to convince ourselves of a lie than we are actually trying to work and improve or grow or get better. I listened to an audible by David Goggins. I know some of you guys may be familiar with him. And if you see him now, you see that he's all fit and in great shape, but back in his day, he was big. And he said the only way for him to actually lose the weight and to work on getting to his personal goal was to just be honest. He said he had to look himself in the mirror and just say, I'm fat. Sugarcoating it and downplaying it or making excuses wasn't going to help him get to his goal. It was only going to convince him that he was okay, when deep down that wasn't his truth. So what are we sugarcoating? What are we downplaying? What are we making excuses for? What are we running away from? What are we being dishonest about? And how can we turn that around so that we can actually fix or that we can actually grow from that? Whether it's a relationship or a situationship that you're trying to convince yourself about, whether it's a personal goal or a skill, or even past trauma that you've managed to convince yourself that you've gotten over that doesn't bother you. Whatever it is, be real with yourself so that you can face it, so that you can work through it, and so that you can actually get the results that you desire. And until then, you'll stay getting what you always got. Be real, be honest, and put in the work. We always talk about that, you guys, and this is our season to put in that work. You want that soft girl era where you have to do the work. You have to stop convincing yourself, or you got to stop lying to yourself. Be honest about what's going on. Be honest about how you feel. Be honest about what is going on and work through it. We spend too much time and too much energy into the convincing and the lie than we are actually trying to grow. So I encourage you guys to take some time out to figure out what it is that you're trying to convince yourself of, why that is so, because there's always a reason, right, for our behavior. There's always some underlying issue or some underlying reason why, right? What are we trying to convince ourselves? Why are we telling ourselves these lies? What is it that we actually want to do? And what is it going to take to actually work on it, to grow from it? And I promise you, because as for me, not actually being a great communicator, now I'm more conscious about what I say and what I'm doing and how to be an effective communicator. And I'm actually learning and putting in the work now than actually trying to convince myself that I already was this great communicator, when in reality, no, I was not. So join me and putting in some work, figuring out what it is that you need to work on. Whether, again, like I said, relationship, situationship, work, home, whatever, friendship, a skill, personal goal, whatever it is. What is it that you're trying to convince yourself of? Why is that? Do the work. Is it due to past trauma? What past traumas have you experienced that you keep claiming that you've gotten over? Is that affecting your ability to grow? Is that affecting your ability to be the person that you desire to be? So let's do the work, ladies. Let's go.